All right, you heard the man. It is Tito Sandman Vodka Summer Batch brought to you by the Village of Dallas, Corona, and Coca-Cola Southwest Beverages. Here he is, folks, Norm.
Thank you, Jake.
Hey, before you start, Norm, this segment is sponsored. Let's throw it to EA for the sponsorship.
DFWsecurity.com and Haile Mazda of Hearst in Arlington.
Bam. Now,
okay,
Norm.
This is something I've never done. Here's a frozen awesome for you, buddy.
Oh, wow. Giving one up.
Where's the umbrella? That's what I need.
They didn't have umbrellas.
Oh, well, no, man, that's not. It's a frozen okay. It's not a frozen awesome if they don't have an umbrella.
But it is frozen.
And I'm going to drink it.
And it looks pretty good.
It does. It looks delicious, right?
It does.
What's wrong with that?
Nothing.
No, thank you. Thank you, Norm. That's why we get along.
Is this a conversation from before that I don't know what you're talking about?
I am very fond of the frozen awesome, and I think I get talked about a ton because it's not manly and it's not straight.
There's a drink called frozen awesome?
No, no. It's just frozen, and it's awesome.
Oh, it's okay. Awesome. So it could be.
Can be virtually anything
that's frozen
with alcohol in it.
And awesome.
That's frozen.
Okay.
Well, I have to give credit to Jubb for naming it because, Jake, when we went on our field trip, Super Bowl. That was a frozen awesome trip.
You're bar hopping
yeah.
at the college bars?
Yep.
We had Tempe, right?
I think it was Tempe, yes. Yeah. That was fun, and that had a lot of frozen awesomes with other things in between to try to expedite the process of us coming back to the meeting.
So you were ordering frozen awesomes and Jubb tagging
He was also, Jake. Jake was the responsible one.
Yeah, I know. What kind of group is that?
I know. It doesn't make any sense. Like it felt
he's changed
wrong.
So much, hasn't he, since he had kids?
Yeah.
Softened up a little.
I don't understand him anymore. You know, yeah. This is why, hey, I'm Jake. Look at me. I can do this. I can do that.
Yep.
Now he's like, oh, you've seen your 401k.
Yeah, I don't want to do anything.
Yeah.
I mean, I love my kids. It's all he talks about.
Would that
now.
Be responsible if you drove like that?
No,
yes.
You know, just handing me drug after drug when I first met him.
Old Jake would, like, lose his car. He would go out and come in the next day. He's like, I don't know where it is.
I know.
It did happen.
With one shoe missing. You know, it's just he was just wild ass. And now look at him. He has his stuff together.
That's right. Wearing
like
a suit.
That.
He's got a tie on. It's weird.
He has underwear on.
In about 3 years, he's going to start telling dad jokes. Yep, he will. Won't you, Jake?
Perhaps. Yeah. 3 years.
Yeah, we'll see about that.
Exactly.
I'm willing that.
That may be a line too far, though, Norm.
I wonder if the reason you are known as a dad joke guy on the air is that you didn't have kids. Because I kind of get that out of my system at home. And then can go on the air, and I'm like, all right, I've already used that. And
maybe. I've always loved a good play on words or, you know, Gordon's fun to spar with, like the nine that won the emergency break. Funny horses in the field.
Really funny.
Nine.
And you did just, you had the enunciation to where it did sound like you were making an exclamation. So that was very funny. I heard that for the first time this morning. I wasn't in on Friday. So it
who was it? Lando? Who was the three candidates?
Lando,
somebody, and Norm. And I just thought
it was Corby. Corby dumping and chasing.
Yeah, but
why today doesn't suck.
What could you have done to make the P1s not vote for Norm on this day?
I know.
And no chance.
And you know the microscope is going to be on him next week.
Oh, my gosh.
So anything that happens.
Anything.
It may be an all-Norm e-break next Friday because to celebrate your last week on the air. So
well.
I think you'll – there's a really good chance that you're going to get to 134.
I've warned the musers that I feel a segment of their show is going to hell when I leave. Because they're going to scratch for three a week on a station. They are.
Oh, yeah. No, it could always be, hey, man, we're low on e-brakes.
What did Norm do
10 to noon have this week?
Yeah. Or hey, we're low
just
on e-brakes.
Just pick a random 5 minutes from then and listen, and you'll find one.
Would somebody please schedule Norm for a 10-minute segment?
Yeah. You know, Norm, what a career. 50-plus years in media, all that you've done, and Jake and I got you a little something.
Uh-oh.
It's a we made this just for you. That's a Hang Zone labeled dental floss.
Because?
because we're concerned about your dental health.
That's right.
So many people these days are talking about mental health, but we think there's been a market inefficiency covering dental health, and here we are for you.
Well,
have you ever had another radio show give out dental floss?
No.
There we go.
No, in fact, I would guess there's never been another radio show that thought of giving out dental floss.
Thank you.
Yeah. By the way,
you guys are innovators.
We think different.
Do you guys happen to have a biggie size of that?
No, but I could give you two.
Yeah.
No, one's fine.
No, okay. It's pretty one's tiny.
Like, yeah. It is tiny,
that
but
just
again,
covers like one meal.
We had to pay for it.
Okay.
So it's not.
If someone
really
gifted them, maybe they'd be a little bigger. Yeah, that looks like what you get from your dentist. That lasts like two meals.
Oh yeah.
And then the one time you need the really long piece, you pull it out and it's just, you know, it's tiny.
There's plenty in there.
Okay.
There's over 10 to 15 feet of dental floss in there.
I will think of you.
I don't believe you.
Every time I floss.
Fantastic. Every time?
Every time.
Do you not floss?
I use this floss. No, I do. I like the floss pick.
Do you have, okay. I'm not a pick fan. I know Donovan is.
I am.
I am a guy who flosses
on a
lot.
Very regular basis. It's good, man.
I have a floss in every room in my house where I might need floss.
In the car also?
I have a floss in the car, I have a floss in my wife's car, and I go in that thing about once every 6 months.
Studio.
Did you pay for
did
all
you say
of
one
floss, Jake? Did you pay for all of his flosses? He's got a little one like your
split it.
Yeah.
Man, I think you do realize you're getting older when you start preparing for things that may not even happen. And I'm there now because you'll have different things in places that you're not going to even need, but you're just there just in case. And now I feel grown when I do things like that.
Like
now.
You're prepping.
Right.
You've been through it.
Like you said.
In fact, Jake experienced a thing that today, just less than an hour ago, something that I learned over the years and now have shown him. I showed him because we went over to Mino's apartment. We had to drive there. The village, pretty expansive.
It is.
There's a lot of apartments here, but it's about a two-minute drive around the corner. So we drove back, and Jake's like, oh, man, parking's going to be a bear. I said,
oh, yes.
Dude, I hope I'm about to impress you. So we drove right up close to where we would get to the elevator here and get up to the pool deck. And we pull right past the elevator, and two spots down, Jake sees it, glistening. Saw a little twinkle off it. As my headlights hit it, it's the orange cone.
Yes. The always respected orange cone.
BYOC. I brought my own orange cone.
Dude, I
they're
have one.
Movable.
Yeah, but no one moves it.
No one knows.
Everyone respects it.
Right. The orange cone garners more respect than yellow police tape sometimes.
I agree.
Dan said, why don't you hop in the back and get that cone out of
there? Boy, yeah. I didn't think you still carried it around because I have one also and I never.
I don't usually carry it,
but
I prepped.
Perfect.
Again, like you just said,
perfect.
As you grow older, you learn to prep for things that you've had this problem before. You see the play.
Yes.
And you're like, you know, just in case. I think I started it at Ticket Stocks at the Plano Center because that thing, you would have to go across the street. Park in some other lot, whatever.
Right.
And
dude, I'm going to go home and put the orange cone in my trunk. Now that you've prepped me, now I thank you for that because it's always
you should leave it in the trunk because I leave it in the garage and it's all full of spiders and the dirt and the
they don't.
And then I throw that in the car. And now that's all crawling all over me. In fact, I walked in the elevator and I flicked something off my neck and I see it on the ground. I think it was a tick.
Really?
Yeah. Huh. I think I got it before it burrowed into me. Do you ever have a tick burrow into you?
No.
What do ticks look like?
Just like a little round guy, right?
Yeah.
I did have a spider bite me, and it's been pretty much hell as far as...
Wow, that looks like one of those that... Did it lay eggs in there?
I don't know.
I think it did.
It really stinks.
If you scratch it too hard, a bunch of little spiders will come out.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
But then I haven't, so I'm glad. But just leave them in there. They're not going to like what's going on inside of me when they're hatched.
I see Jake is the kind of guy who's tried to burn a tick out of his leg. Like camping or something?
Yeah.
You have already?
Yeah. For sure.
I had a tick in my leg and sat in the bathtub for like an hour. It won't die.
It will not, no.
And you have to, do stuff to it and try to burn it. I don't know. You're supposed to, like, grab it and turn it or something, but counterclockwise, I don't know which way.
And it doesn't hurt when you do that?
Oh, it hurts.
It does.
Damn.
Yeah.
But you burning it's the best way, right? You get the match up really close.
I think that hurts it, then it'll leave, right? It'll get out. You also kind of singe your own skin.
Will it run still on fire as it runs away?
Oh, yeah. And then it just drops its bottom into the a little cup of water, and the steam
comes
off. Yeah,
you see the smoke coming off, and then see its little face kind of with relief on it.
I've never heard TikTok on the station before.
TikTok.
Again, another thing that we do.
Is that it? Are you done? Did Norm end the segment? Okay, we'll come back. We have another roundtable. I do think it's Norm and Donovan, and I do believe we'll be joined by the Musers. And that's next, live at Tito's Handmade Vodka Summer Bash, brought to you by the Village of Dallas, Corona, and Coca-Cola Southwest Beverages on the ticket.